Thank you so much for doing this interview.
Oh, you're
one of the biggest names in Indian writing with a career spanning nearly six decades. When and how did writing become a conscious decision and how has it evolved?
That when I was leaving school or about to leave school. So that goes back to 1950, 51, your grandparents' time. So, in fact, as soon as I'd finished school, I started bombarding magazines with stories and articles. So it goes back right to the beginning.
Okay, excellent. You spent a lot of your life in the hills and mountains in Virginia. Tell me about the characters in your story and how they've been influenced by your landscape or their landscape.
Yes, well, a lot of my characters are based on real people or friends, as is actually often the case with most writers, even if they don't say so. Also, the longer you live, the more you have to write about, in a way, more memories are there, more people you've known. And so you don't run out of material. And when I run out of people, I write ghost stories.
I want to talk about the books that have been turned into film, or the stories that have been turned into film. Is there a compromise anywhere, or, you know, is it a painful process?
Not with me, because I never written a story with the idea that it's going to be filmed. It's just by sheer chance that maybe a director's come along and said, I like your story, can I have the film rights, can I make a film of it? And if I like, and I know he's a good director, I would say, sure, go ahead. And I will not interfere, because I know it is a different medium.
Yeah.
And certain, you have to adapt or change things, and it's or maybe presented in a different way.
Okay.
An intelligent director will, in any case, perhaps talk to you and consult you about it and take in your ideas. So I've, by and large, been lucky in that way.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So your childhood, it was quite fractured,
a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Would you say that's led to your writing? Are your writing intentionally more idyllic, a more sort of a linear style for children?
Yeah, certainly a difficult or traumatic childhood would help to condition a writer and his outlook, as it has done with many writers. You know, many writers, they would have had perhaps lonely childhoods or difficult childhoods, and it shapes their writing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, in that sense. It's perhaps made me more sensitive to other children and their problems.
Mm-hmm. Some could argue about the quality of children's entertainment today. I mean, for me personally, it's at an all-time low.
Mm-hmm.
Are children being underestimated and marginalized and seen as only as consumers in today's society?
You're right. I think to a great extent they are. And a lot of perhaps entertainment for children is superficial very often.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And if you had the opportunity sometimes to compare it with what was perhaps written or films that were made for children many years back, mm-hmm. you can see the difference.
Yeah. Where are we in terms of children's writing in India now? Are there any names which stick out for you personally?
There are good writers for children because it's being taken seriously at last by publishers. At one time, up to 10 years back, say publishers here wouldn't touch children's books. Commercially, they weren't very viable.
Mm-hmm.
But now perhaps because parents and teachers want better writing for children, publishers are bringing out children's books. And there are writers like Paro Anand is one who's done some good work for children. And others who write also for adults, I think Jerry Pinto, Sudha Murthy, they're good children's writers.
The India before and the India now, mm-hmm. the changes you have seen, what worries you and what excites you about the future of this country?
I think young people have more confidence, self-confidence, which perhaps wasn't always there. And they're ready to be adventurous, do new things, take on the world. And so I think that's a good sign for the future. Mm.
Okay. And finally, what did you read as a child?
Comics. No. And I read, the first book was, I think, Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, huh? My favorite. Yeah.
And lots of nursery rhymes.
Okay.
I remember them still. You want one?
Yeah, go on.
There was a little girl who had a little curl right down the middle of her forehead. And when she was good, she was very, very good. But when she was bad, she was horrid.
I think that's based on me, maybe.
No.
Maybe so. Okay, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Can I just ask you one question? First of all, I'm a big fan. I used to hate reading as a child.
You hate reading.
I used to hate reading, and then I started reading your books, and then just continued. Since you've inspired so many people like me who want to read now and want to write and, you know, express their views, I just want to ask you one question, but it's not really related to anything. If there's any one change you could produce, if there's any one aspect of our country right now and the present situation, what change would you like to bring into our society right now?
I don't know, there wasn't, 20, 30 years back, there wasn't so much rubbish lying around. Loads and mountains of it. So I think we need, at least on the surface, as a superficial change. I would like to see clean out streets and that's a superficial one. Other changes, well, I'll have to think about them.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Can I take a picture?
This is my husband, sorry.
He's a dollar.